You come across as someone who wants to make more of their life than just what people see.
Yeah.
Where did you get that from? That innate thing you have?
I think that I read a lot, though. You know, I'm not going to associate what I'm saying with reading per se. But why I'm introducing reading, the sense that I read more about like the abilities of the human nature, you know. I delve more into philosophical books as well. You know, I've read a lot of philosophical books that even stems from like the argument of how man came onto earth. You know, not to drive this into religion and anything, but the basic thinking of how things became, you know, and think about the fact that, okay, today we go to school and then your teacher teaches you 1 + 1 and it's 2. Right, and you have to accept it. But did you ask yourself who created it? Who started it?
So you were questioning life.
Questioning life.
It's good.
You know, I started with that strong cognitive questionings. You know, is there a dissonance? Must I just accept it because it is? You know, but through all those type of studies, I had seen men who had made the most out of their life within a short period, not necessarily in terms of monetary interpretation, but in terms of impact. We talk about the Aristotle, we talk about the Tales, we talk about the, you know, so many great names that you can mention in the philosophical world. These are men that you hear stories of Aristotle literally sitting under an apple tree, watching apple to fall just to measure the inertia of the apple and the speed at which it falls. These are, how did he think about that? You know, so that's like somebody who has maximized their potential in life, what they came for. So I watch myself, I'm like, what am I even here for in the first place? Like the earth, the life that we are living here on earth, what are we here for, you know? And then as a young child, you grow up in an environment where people are inspiring to become a doctor, become a pilot, become this. Of course, from a childhood, I thought I would become like a pilot. And then it became like architecture. Then it became different things. Until finally, like, you know, yesterday I was having a conversation with my wife. I was like, do you think that out of all the guesses that, you know, our parents and their friends would have about, oh, I want my daughter to become a doctor, to become a lawyer. Do you think any of them would have thought about what I am today, like a trader? Did it even occur to them? Probably never. You know, so that aspect of wanting to max out life and its potential is something that you find more with me and even more replicated around my friends. You know, I have friends who are almost like very reluctant and then feel like, okay, you're doing well, we are friends, we are buddies, you're traveling. It's easy for me to buy a ticket for a friend, it's easy for me to accommodate a friend or pay their rent. But I know that, no, you have something in you and you got to explore that thing in you. So with me, it's like maximizing the human potential. And then before I even transfer it to somebody else, I must make sure that it's practical in my own life. You know, so I go to the extent of stretching myself in everything that I do. Sometimes I get complacent. Quite recently, I found out with myself, I also do inner searching. You know, I sit down, I'm like, okay, I have a house, I have cars, I have this, I've left all these things in Dubai. I'm just here like, why am I just wanting more? What should, probably okay, I should just curl up in my space. And then I think about the fact that God gave us a life to not be content with something when you can actually perceive increasing life. You know, the more you make, the more he is happy. You know, that's also one part of my philosophy. And then the more you're able to impact people, you know, I don't want to sound religious here, but on earth or in the kingdom or whatever it is, the more you have money, the more you can actually stretch your hands and impact. So it's like, if I settle, my impact or reach is just limited. If I settle and say, okay, I'm happy, it's okay, let me just relax. So if there is room to stretch it out and make more, why not, you know, do that? And that's just like personally my philosophy of life, though.
I just love everything you're saying. I mean, you could tell from my facial expressions that it sounds so sweet, because when I discovered self-development, it changed my life. Now, I think we were speaking earlier and I said, look, this is what the average youth in Ghana should search. Because wherever you're going to place yourself, if you are built, you can understand whatever you want to understand. True. If you're built, you can stand.
True.
Through many, issues that you face in your life.
Trust me.
You know, and we are getting issues like people stealing, people telling lies from the basic levels all the way up to you know, the senior levels in life. And it's all because, you know, people are not set on the path of development from younger age.
I agree with you.
So I definitely do think that people should listen to Connected Minds, and let's see.
They really should.
Hopefully some people, you know, take a turn. Now, it's interesting you spoke about reading.
Yeah.
Because that was my next question. I saw some pictures and I thought, this guy must be an avid reader. And my first question was, what was the first trading book you read?
First trading book? Will I even actually remember, if I want to be very honest? Because I started off with a lot of PDFs, like I told you, just to learn the basics.
Okay.
But if I really want to be honest about the serious books that I started reading to shape my mind towards the trading, I think I just saw one behind you, which is like Trading in the Zone.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd say that's like my professionally first trading book that I read. Obviously, without mindset, you cannot, you know, start out as a trader at all. You know, and then that was like the book that I read cover to cover, you know, to get like that mindset shaped for trading. But other than that, I've read so many other technical books as well.
So when I was looking for that book, Trading in the Zone, I wanted a hard copy. And at the time, there were only two copies were available on Amazon when I was looking for it. And I actually had to get this from the US, even though I was in the UK. It cost me £150.
It's hard to get especially it. Hard copy. It's very hard to get.
So I hold it very dear to my heart. That book has a lot of things. Forget even about the trading, right? The mindset.
So now chip in something. Now, I think this reminds me, talking about Trading in the Zone, which is specifically tailored towards psychology, right?
Yeah.
But now I remembered exactly the first technical analysis book that I read in terms of trading. It's called Technical Analysis of Stock Trends, right, by Edward and Maggie. Now, that was also in 2018 or 19, right, between 2018 and 19. So I was trading for a friend. Me and a friend, we had put our capital together to trade, right? And then fast forward, like to cut a long story short, we lost that money. And when we lost it, it's like, I must probably be doing something wrong technically or whatever it is. So like I started questioning again from my philosophy of life, like who started this, you know, the questions that we're asking. So I'm like, who started this technical analysis per se? Like, where did it come from? What's the whole idea about it? And doing my research, I realized that the founding fathers of technical analysis is the Edward and Maggie, John Edward and, I'm not forgetting the other names, Maggie. They have a book about 800-page volume. And then I stumbled upon that book. I did my research, got it, and started reading. You know, and then they teach you, it's like a dissectomy of the market, you know. And then from there on, I just had a good grasp of the foundation that I needed to move on from there. So coming back to that question, I'd put technical analysis of stock trend first before even trading in the zone. Yeah.
How do you think reading helps traders in the long run?
You see, I think also a while back when we were speaking, you talked about you when you started your entrepreneurship in 24 years or something, you were literally everything, your accountant, your manager, your marketer. It's the same with trading, you know. If you're a trader, you're your own accountant, you're your marketer, you're your risk compliance, you're your psychologist, you're literally your everything. So if you don't read, then how are you going to be able to build yourself to satisfy all of those? It's not as if you're going to employ 5 people to take care of each one of them, you know. So need reading. You need to read to become all of it, you know. And it's just how it is. If without in-depth reading, you're not going to understand your own mind. You're not going to understand, you know, the discipline that comes with following this proper risk management and then just generally everything that you need to become a successful trader.
Yeah.
I think one thing that most people miss, especially at the retail level, of why they are not almost successful is these things that we're speaking about. Because at a professional level, they have people assigned for those roles. There's no banker or analyst on the Wall Street who doesn't have, in terms of the firm, don't have a psychologist, don't have a risk compliance, don't have whoever role individually that you can just walk up to and say, you know, sometimes you don't even need to walk up to them. They're already watching your trading activity behind closed doors, and they can walk to you and say, hey, why are you over risking this or why are you doing this? But for a lone man in my room, You probably have only your wife coming to say, why are you over-risking?
Yeah.
You have nobody overwatching you. And once the human nature, you have nobody overwatching you, you are easily susceptible to going overboard. So I think that's also one aspect that makes.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. But when you were speaking from your beginning to now, you haven't spoken about mentorship.
Yeah.
Now, I know you mentor a few people.
Yeah.
But how important do you think mentorship is as a beginner trader?
So there is this, all I've been said, like we call it sensitization or whatever it is, you know, it's like a trend moving around, placing less emphasis and priorities on mentorship, right? People regard, okay, this person is mentoring, and then that's like their main source of income, you know, whoever is mentoring, right? Or these mentors, they're not going to teach you anything. Go learn it on your own. But it's like something in that ecosystem of trading, right? So when it comes to that, it's like you have to find a balance, me standing as a trader and as a mentor. And then finding that balance is more like, if you really want that mentorship, fine. And then at the same time, my doors are really not open to anybody because I really understand what it means to mentor somebody. You know, mentorship goes beyond just like finding a person's program or course and then learning their technical and say, okay, this person mentored me. You know,
okay.
That's extremely limited. You can find anybody's course anywhere. You know, mentorship is building that interpersonal relationship. And even to the extent of the person telling you what to even do with your first big break, that's somebody you can say, this person is mentoring me. You know, like I told you earlier, I had, like, in terms of Della, I had never opened up any chat to tell him that, do this, do this. But he always calls me his mentor. You know why? Because of the type of relationship that we have, the type of things that I share with him, type of thing that I've opened up to him that probably the world would never know. You know? And so if you really have anybody, and I have mentors, not in trading, but in different spheres of life, in properties, probably any big name you can mention in Ghana in terms of property, I have a very direct relationship with them. And I learn under them, you know, and then I serve them if they need me, you know, in a very humble manner. Not as if, okay, I can rub shoulders with anybody. That's like mentorship. You know, I've had people who I look up to, and the moment I got in contact with them, my whole idea is like, I'm coming to serve this person. But perhaps maybe because of my social media repute, they're like, okay, do you want us to do a project together? Do you want us to collaborate? Is that why you're getting in touch? I'm like, nah, at that point,